Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Thursday, the 26th of September, 2019. I'm your host, Michael Kennett, and I will guide you through four of the most important things you need to know in cyber and technology. So, before we get started, I'd like to say I'm going to take a hiatus. I'll be traveling for work purposes to appease the corporate overlords and learn great and new things. So, I will be out for just over a week. So, when I come back, we'll have plenty of cyber and technology to get you through the gap. But let's get started today, where we start in California, who, with upcoming elections, want a new bill added to the ballot. Privacy advocates in the state need the support, well, just the signature, really, of over 600,000 registered voters to get the new proposal on the ticket. The proposal is called the California Privacy Enforcement Act, or CPEA, and it is aimed at strengthening the already passed and soon to be enforced California Consumer Privacy Act, or CCPA. So, to recap, CCPA exists and it provides cyber protections specific to privacy to Californians starting in 2020. But there are fears that since being passed, organizations have found loopholes in CCPA, and that CCPA doesn't, in fact, address many of the cybersecurity issues facing California residents today. In fact, the new bill will, among other things, triple CCPA fines against children, those under the age of 18 in California, create new rights around the use and sale of consumer data, require transparency in automated profiling, fix election disclosures, and establish a new authority in California to enforce all of these new rules. That's a lot of earmarking, but it demonstrates how California, at least, is very sensitive to their users' privacy, which is ironic since California hosts most of the technology groups, companies, and entities that these laws could create significant hurdles for. In the end, the people will have their voice. So if you're in California, vote how you will, but please do so informed. And if you're a company, particularly operating in California, know that the laws impacting your business are changing at a very rapid pace. Privacy is just one aspect of cyber technology. Another is actually keeping your data private, specifically if you're a company. And in the case of aerospace manufacturer Airbus, they are finding this is a very difficult task. New details about the company's troubles in cyber are emerging this morning, as a review of their incidents over the past year shows some of the previous attacks, four in the last 12 months, were aimed not directly at Airbus, but rather at their suppliers and partners. Now, if that seems strange, it's because Airbus, being a large target and knowing that they have valuable data that criminals or nation-states might want, such as the plans or the schematics to the latest and greatest, sometimes even military airplanes. It's concerning that Airbus attackers are targeting something usually designed for security. And if that sounds a little bit disjointed, it's called a VPN, or a virtual private network. And this technology allows individuals or companies, like the European-based Expleo, for example, who work with Airbus, to connect directly to the networks of those that they are working with. In this case, Expleo and Airbus. If you're a user between you and the website or the email server that you're connecting to, VPNs are great because they protect and shield communications on the internet. The bad news is that traffic on a VPN is usually trusted by the people who are sending and receiving. And this combination of security and that trust create the perfect element a hacker would want. So, Expleo, one company, and Rolls-Royce, another, which are big parts of the Airbus operation, had these attacks, presumably Chinese hackers, based on initial research, trying to access and steal the VPN credentials so that they could, as a trusted user, access Airbus. So can't go against Airbus because they're security conscious, knowing they have very important data. So hackers go after people who talk to Airbus in a secure manner. Now, the point here is that companies need to review their VPN logs and can't always assume that just because a VPN connection was successful that it's good, because not only your employees might be using it. And if you use a VPN, well, keep your vendor, your username, and your password a secret, because you could be a target. While we're on the topic of attackers doing bad things, attackers have once again targeted a school district, this time in Washington State's North Shore School District, which educates over 20,000 children. Late last week, school staff noticed there was an infection and, out of an overabundance of caution, disconnected all school phones and email systems. It's unclear at this point how much of that disconnection was due to ransomware making those services unavailable versus that caution, but the school was able to set up phone lines and communicate with parents that school would continue regardless of the attack. Now, the attack did disrupt even food service systems, but the school advised that breakfast and lunch would continue, but that extra items like a la carte would be off the menu until resolution could be reached. So, despite this seeming to be a clear ransom, there is no ransom note sent as of yet, which is a bit strange. But perhaps the attacker is waiting to see how the district responds, and or is thinking to let the school suffer a few days before offering an easy, but probably pricey, fix. We'll keep you updated, but the issue here is that schools and children are becoming increasingly impacted by ransomware. So if you have a child in school, especially in Washington right now, just remind them that complete reliance on technology creates gaps, and so learning non-technology, learning teaching methods, those kinds of things, as well as backing up their technology-related work to a non-school computer, are great additions to their education. We'll end today in New Zealand, because why not? We all want to be secure, and I, for one, harp on the need to patch as soon as possible. But I want to take a moment, and I'd like to highlight and appreciate why patching is hard and difficult, and why stringent testing for patches of your environment or device are very important. As a case study, in just the last 24 hours, Vodafone, a huge phone service provider in New Zealand, updated their service. But when they did, New Zealanders, who are users of the Vodafone application, realized that they were logged into other users' accounts. Now that's alarming. It's alarming and it's bad because it exposed all the users' details, details that most phone users would want kept private, like phone number, name, address, contact, call logs, maybe even text messages. We're not 100% sure the extent of this exposure. And so in a land of data exposures equal fines and public backlash, companies like Vodafone have to balance keeping your device or account updated, usable, and new versus having good security. Now, Vodafone did immediately recognize and respond to this incident and roll the update back within 15 minutes, which is phenomenal. But there's not a really good way to tell who may have had access to your Vodafone mobile application account within that time period just yet. But nonetheless, Vodafone is diligently working to identify and contact those users they believe are impacted. In the meantime, though, please continue to update and patch. Just know that testing patches is equally as crucial as pushing them. And if you're a consumer frustrated because a vulnerability is out there, please have patience, as security is often harder than it seems. That'll do it for me this morning. Thank you all so very much. I look forward to seeing you in just over a week. Have a very fantastic weekend, a very fantastic week. Stay safe, stay secure. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap, ironically, goes to McDonald's, specifically a McDonald's in Sweden. They recognize that bees are the future of this planet and are becoming increasingly at risk for a variety of reasons. And so what did they do? They created homes for bees within their billboards. That's right. The front of the billboard, which states always open, has holes drilled in for the bees to enter. And on the back of the sign, they've arranged a series of wonderful homes for bees. So, tip of the cap to you, McDonald's, for realizing that bees are the future.